Son, never stop learning.
Many people know the sleek hardware and iconic keynotes, but Sitting with Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson reveals a much more complicated reality. Walter Isaacson, a New Orleans-born biographer who led Time, CNN, and the Aspen Institute, spent over 2 years conducting more than 40 interviews with Jobs, along with over 100 conversations with family, friends, rivals, and colleagues. Crucially, Jobs encouraged people to speak candidly, waived editorial control, and did not even read the manuscript before publication. That arrangement allows Isaacson to offer an unvarnished portrait rather than a polished corporate myth. In Isaacson's view, Jobs was defined by a central paradox, an uncompromising drive for insanely great products paired with a volatile temperament and a famous reality distortion field. Think of his core conviction as an obsessive belief that true innovation happens only where technology meets the liberal arts. Yet, as Isaacson demonstrates, that visionary feel for design and human emotion often came with brutal impatience and interpersonal cruelty. Here's the thing. Isaacson does not ask us to decide whether Jobs was a simple hero or a villain. Instead, he treats Jobs' life as a case study in how intense personal contradictions can shape world-changing creativity. To understand how that intense operating system was built, Isaacson takes us back before the garage and the boardroom, straight into the emotional foundations of Jobs' childhood.